Aquí comença el Patxoca Sound, un programa sense horitzons on la música i el bon gust s'agafen de la mà. Entrem a l'hora més psicodèlica i surrealista de Ràdio 90, conduïda per Pescadilli i Lili Corca, dues ànimes descalces a la recerca de l'elixir musical. Prepareu-vos per a un programa ple de músiques noves i antigues relíquies, una experiència insòlita que et ressonarà. Patxoca Sound, el so histriònic de la Garrotxa.
Benvinguts, una setmana més comença el Patxoca Sound. Avui tenim la Carol de nou, Carol's Coffee Chat Tertúlies en anglès a Ràdio 90. Good afternoon.
Hi, Lash.
How you doing?
Good, good. Here we are back again.
So, what do we have today?
Today we have a little bit more freestyle, but we have our guest is with us today.
Good.
Later I'll introduce him, but this is one of the songs that he chose.
Yeah.
So,
this is Ray Charles. What I say. Well, now it's singing Ray Charles.
And now we're going to talk. Ray Charles. Hey, hey.
Yeah, I really like that song.
Yeah, great choice.
Great choice.
Great choice of our mystery guest who we're going to introduce right now. Hello.
Hello.
And what's your name?
Alex.
Alex.
Yes.
Great to have you with us here today.
Yeah.
Alex, where were you born?
Oh, I was born in the...
Where?
In Barcelona.
In Barcelona?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And when were you born?
When? In the middle of the last year.
The last year or the last century?
The last century.
The middle of the last century.
Yes,
okay. And what day?
15th of December.
15th?
Of December, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I was born on the 20th.
I know. It. Yeah.
Wow, we're almost like twins.
And which year?
Oh, the
same.
The same year.
Okay.
I'm just a little bit younger.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You can tell, no? Yeah, just a little bit younger.
Doncs l'Àlex, el nostre convidat d'avui, va néixer a Barcelona l'any 1950, un 15 de desembre. I aquesta cançó és del 1959.
Well, when we were 9 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, or eight, no?
Yeah, yeah, eight.
8 years old. Since, yeah. Our birthday's at the end of the year. Kind of. Do you ever wish you had a birthday in June?
In June?
Yeah.
Like me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No? No. It's okay having your birthday so close to Christmas?
Yes, it's better.
Yeah.
Because I want to be Sagittarius. That is my...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's important.
That's important.
So, just so everyone can get situated, our guest is a person of my age, but we had kind of... parallel lives, but in different situations. Yeah. So, Alex, tell me, where did you go to school?
Well, I go in Barcelona in the institute.
Uh huh.
In a public school.
Uh huh.
And
the primary school.
With religious schools, the monks.
Uh huh.
And Jesuits. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I know what means hostia.
Yeah. 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 Both. I suppose both ideas of the hostia.
Yeah.
Doncs l'Àlex va estudiar a una escola catòlica de Barcelona, concretament els jesuïtes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But then you kind of made a change, you know, from a very religious upbringing to something more open.
Yeah, yeah. What have a big company, you know, for us, and they make my north, you know. They try to make my north, but...
Yeah.
For me, it was very difficult.
Uh-huh.
And I stayed a few times with them.
Yeah.
Because they say, you have not money, your family is not rich, and you have not studies.
Yeah.
Go out, please.
Okay.
And I say,
Okay.
Bye-bye. Let's listen to another one of the songs that Alex has chosen.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
It's called Oki Kerni Ochi.
Chornia.
Ochi Chornia. The translation in English is Dark Eyes by our beloved Louis Armstrong.
All right.
Chechania, my sweet Chechania, honey, California, really want you. Look ahead, Johnny, where's Caledonia? time I'm on a show, be
good tune.
Really, huh? What a change, though, from slow to fast. And
yeah. All the
sessions. So, Alex, you like jazz?
Yes, I love it.
My father also loves jazz.
Really? And jazz is one of the kinds of music that I like the least.
It makes you nervous.
Yeah. This kind of jazz is okay. Now, but when it gets really experimental and there's not much of a beat, and oh my god.
This is cool jazz.
Contemporary jazz,
yes.
I think.
Modern jazz is it's different. Eh?
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, there you go. That's the word, annoying. So, Alex has a really, really long history, a long relationship with music, okay?
Yes. Yes.
How did it begin? Was there music in your home when you were growing up?
Yeah, my father played the violin.
Your father played the violin?
And my mother piano.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is the beginning.
Okay, so...
But I never hear them.
No.
Never.
Never?
No.
They didn't play after...
I don't know, where they were young.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But... I thought that I have in the blood, you know, the...
Yeah.
This translation. Eh?
Yeah.
And I began to play to sing exactly because they had, I need a, I think that the best instrument is the voice. And I began in the choir, in the church, gospel. And for me, it was the beginning of the music.
You know? Okay. Yes. So you began first singing.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, yes, it's very important.
And how old were you, more or less?
I think that I was 11, 12 years.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Doncs l'Àlex té una vida carregada de música, els pares tocant el violí i el piano, i ell va començar a cantar a un cor, a un cor a l'església, amb 11 anys.
Això mateix, sí, sí, sí. I després amb un cor que cantava música, amb una coral.
In English? Yeah.
Don't forget it.
Yes, in the choral that we sing. Songs, gospel, you know.
Gospel songs.
Some gospel songs.
Uh-huh.
And I know the history of the jazz, the beginning of jazz.
Okay. There. And Alex told me that this choir, or one of the choirs that you sang in, were actually one of the first gospel choirs in all of Spain. Was that correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
No, we play it in a church, exactly.
Uh-huh.
The first time that the church used the orchestra.
Okay.
Or musicians, you know.
Oh, musicians rather than the organ.
Than organ, yes.
Uh-huh.
Musicians and special songs, modern songs, Beatles. Well, I had a group of 20 musicians, you know.
20?
Well, why not? Well, we play it and sing.
Uh-huh.
In the church.
All right. Let's listen to a song, and then we'll get back to more Alex's history with music, okay?
Okay.
So now it's time for classical music. Uh-huh. Albinoni, the song is called Adagio in G minor. Thank you. Beautiful song by Albi Nonni. Adagio in G minor.
Really beautiful.
Yeah.
Really beautiful. And maybe this is the first time we've listened to classical music.
Yeah, I think so.
On Carol's Coffee Chat.
It's really moving.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I like classical music.
Yeah.
I grew up with classical music, you know, listening to classical, you know, records, LPs, you know, from when I was very young. Okay, Alex, how old were you when you began to play an instrument?
14.
14?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you
guitar.
Started with the guitar.
Guitar, yes.
Uh-huh.
I was learning with a particular teacher.
Uh-huh, you know? Uh-huh.
And then I just play for sing, because I think that the best instrument is to sing.
Uh-huh.
And the guitar was very interesting for.
So you learned more how to play songs to sing rather than classical guitar pieces.
Yeah, well, okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first song you learned to play and sing on the guitar?
I think it was with two of yours. Typical, the La Mayor, Mi Mayor.
Uh-huh.
Clavelitos is a song, a special song.
Uh-huh.
I think so is the best. It's the first, you know, that play everybody.
Doncs l'Àlex va aprendre a tocar la guitarra amb 14 anys, va ser el primer instrument que va tocar. I en ve de tocar, bueno, aprendre solfeig, va tocar cançons, acords.
Yeah.
I la primera cançó que va tocar va ser Clavelitos.
Clavelitos.
Clavelitos, clavelitos, no?
Sí, home, també vaig anar... I've been in a liceo, school of music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you?
Yes, in 1 year I learned guitar.
Uh-huh.
Guitar and
so you're a good player, no?
No, not exactly.
No.
I'm mediocre in all things, you know, in the life. I never
have. Well, you studied in Liceu.
Yeah.
It's a good school.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You love me.
And did you play with other people? Did you begin to form groups?
Always.
Uh-huh.
Yes, always, because I think that it's easier to make soul, a nice soul, a nice moment.
Uh-huh.
With, if you communicate with another, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I think you feel better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You share knowledge.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's fun to play alone, but there's a dynamic that takes place when you play with other people that is really magical.
Comfortable, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us a little bit, what kind of, you know, where did you go with the music? You began to play the guitar, you began to play with groups. What was going on musically at that point in time? Because we're talking 1965, more or less, you know, in Barcelona. What was it like?
Well, I have a long story about music.
Uh-huh.
And then in Barcelona, I knocked at in the church.
Uh-huh.
When I sang.
Yeah.
A pianist of jazz.
Uh-huh.
You know, Lucky Woody, and with him and my brother in the bass. And a doctor that played a guitar like Wes Montgomery, we began the first group of jazz in the Cova del Drac in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Street, Tuset Street.
It's like a club.
Yes, it's a club. Mm. It was a club. Very famous about...
popular.
Yes, yeah. Popular about jazz. And then after the exactly the same time that the Novas Bells of Barcelona, it was the Sergio Jutges singers, mm-hmm. you know?
Uh-huh.
And together, you know, we play it in jazz, folk,
Okay.
Yes, with everybody. And I began the jazz in Barcelona. And after the family Gili, he was an architect, very important. He was the patroni of the big jazzmen of the world. And when they play it in Barcelona, he paid him the difference for to play in the Cabaral Drac, you know.
Okay.
Yes, and we got a very, very
important jazz musician.
Jazz musician.
No.
Yes.
Doncs l'Àlex va començar a tocar jazz en una banda amb pianistes importants, no sé com era el nom, Guri no sé què, al carrer Tosset, a un club que es deia La Cova del Drac.
La no? Cova del Drac, wow.
A la dècada dels 60, no? 60-70?
Sí, més aviat 70. Sí.
Més aviat 70.
So there was quite a musical movement in Barcelona.
In
Barcelona, there was a lot of...
Was it the big... Yeah,
it always been.
Yeah. Yeah.
It always been, yeah.
Yeah. Barcelona's been a musical town,
of
no?
Course.
Forever, no?
Forever.
Well, it was the burn of the jazz men's also in Barcelona. Uh-huh.
The birth, no?
The birth.
The birth.
Uh-huh.
El naixement del jazz, no?
Sí.
Espanya,
yes.
Podria ser Catalunya. Yes. Molt bé.
All right. Should we listen to another song?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, we've got Motherless Child by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A beautiful song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Peter, Paul, and Mary, for people of our age, were like, you know, some of the, I don't know if we could use the word idols, but at least our role models, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Molt bé.
They give us, to the Catalan people, the... spirit of the music, the folk music, you know?
Uh-huh.
But here we change the language and we say the Catalan folk, you know? It was a wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Because all of the musicians are from...
From the United States,
the United States or Ireland.
Uh-huh,
you know?
Uh-huh.
No, friends.
I was really surprised when I came here just how many songs that I knew in English, people knew in Catalan, no? Pop the Magic Dragon, House of the Rising Sun. You know, it was incredible. Okay, so.
Peter, Paul, Mary, Motherless Child, un dels precursors de la música folk que va entrar aquí a Catalunya.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Alone. From home, a long way from home. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone, a long way from home, a long way from home. Sometimes I feel like a sometimes I feel like a morning dove. Sometimes I feel like a morning dove. A long way from home. A long way from home. Some Sometimes I feel like an eagle in the air. Sometimes I feel like an eagle in the air. Sometimes I feel like an eagle in the air. A long way from home. A long way from home. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Alone.
Beautiful song by Peter Paul Mary, Motherless Child. It's like a nanny, no?
Yeah, like what do they call it? A lullaby. Yeah. Yeah.
It's como una nana, no?
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful song. Mm-hmm. Huh? Okay, Alex.
Tell me, please.
Yeah. How did you learn English? How? Well, where?
Well, it was, for me, very interesting because in the bachillerato, I studied English.
Uh-huh. Wow.
In front of, exactly, my institute, it was beginning... The Institute American.
The American
Institute of Languages, you know.
Which still exists today.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we were trying to find the exact...
I studied there also.
Do you remember the name of it? Because we were trying
Bien.
To...
Institute de Estudios Norteamericanos.
Okay.
Institute de Estudios Norteamericanos. Mm-hmm.
In Via Augusta.
Yes.
And Barcelona.
Yes. And I stayed there 2 years or 3 years, studied. It was for me very interesting because it was not exactly the English with American accent. And I learned all the history from United States.
Yeah.
Also, you know.
Yeah.
It was very interesting for me.
I mean, I don't know if it's open to the public, you know, but they have an incredible library, you know, of books about the United States. I went once years ago to hear a grammatician talk, and then we went downstairs, and I was really amazed. I thought, wow, I have to go back again. Of course, I never went back.
I think they have a very interesting information because could be the CIA.
The CIA?
A.
Yeah, you think it's a...
Could be.
Doncs l'Àlex això va començar a estudiar anglès a batxillerat i després va anar a l'Institut d'Estudis Nord-Americans, on tenen una molt bona biblioteca relacionada amb tot el que és història dels Estats Units... Yeah. Llengua, gramàtica.
Yeah. And I think they are there the continual programs and guest
concerts
and things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I was really, like I said, I only went there once, but I was very impressed by it.
Yeah. Every time that the Navy stopped in the harbor in Barcelona,
they would all go to the
Every often they come to the Institute and they play. Modern music was fantastic, you know, for us, was the first, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
It must have been quite a contrast to be living under the dictatorship and yet exposed to all of these influences.
For us were the specs, the best specs, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because American... the American way, you know, was the pattern of a lot of a war, you know.
Yeah. Another song?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah? What's next? Are we on a random thing now?
The Hooters.
Okay. This particular song, I'd like to dedicate to a couple of friends who are no longer with us, to a good friend Ray, who was a fantastic guitar player and songwriter, and also Brady, the father of Ruel, because this is one of their favorite songs. It's by the Hooters, a group that I think, if I remember correctly, they used to be Cyndi Lauper's backup band.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
I couldn't tell you what year they're from, the late 80s maybe or something, you know?
We'll search.
Okay, okay.
Doncs aquesta cançó la dediquem a en Ray i en Brady, que ens van deixar fa molt de temps. Doncs aquesta cançó va per ells.
Sí. Why don't all the other people who really like it?
I a tothom.
Yeah, a tothom.
Especialment a tothom. The Hooters, All You Zombies.
Thank you so much for coming. Well, we really enjoyed having you here.
I stay here very well.
Good.
The time is the time, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. You're a busy man. You have to be on your way.
Yeah.
Okay. Best wishes for you. And
thank you.
Oh?
Thank you. Same.
And maybe Alex and his group will be playing at some point in the future in the Art Cafe, Fontanella d'Ozza. So everyone keep your eyes open, ears open, pass by the cafe and we'll let you know.
We're going to announce it here.
Yeah. Okay. So as soon as you know, you let us know and we'll let everyone else know. Okay?
Perfect.
Okay. Oh, and also, well, we'll get to that later. Okay? Alex, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for me.
Thanks. See you. Bye-bye.
La música que mansa les feres. Diumenge a les 10 de la nit. En sintonia amb les ones de Ràdio 90, us proposem un passeig pel Jardí de la Calma.
Podeu portar-hi qualsevol neguit que tingueu, i si a aquella hora us queda amainada, desperta i sense son, també li podeu portar.
Ens trobem a la Fera d'Orn aquesta nit.
Ui, molt bé!
Well, now it's time to talk about
things. Yeah,
you and me.
Yeah,
all alone,
just us and the music and here we go. Even though we're not going to do the ABC section,
mm-hmm.
you know, people have been saying to me, and I notice when people talk that people have problems with the comparative and the superlative
Me.
With the adjectives. Yeah. So, you know, you have the idea, you know, that it's big and bigger, no? Bigger than, no? Small, smaller than.
Closer.
Than. Huh? Yeah, exactly. No? But of course, what you can't say is more closer, no? Or
more big,
more bigger, no?
more bigger.
You can never, you know, because then if it's a longer word, and this is where it gets kind of tricky, you know, because if it's like a two syllable or more,
uh-huh.
often it'll go to the like difficult, for example, more difficult.
It would be like muy mucho, no?
Claro,
in Spanish,
yeah. It was
muy
like
mucho.
It would be like if you said muy mucho, no? So, So, for example, maybe we can just take some examples of adjectives and see where they would go. Huh? Like, we have the, like, clever. No? Clever, no?
Mm-hmm. Which means, yes.
Yes, no? So, we have clever, cleverer. Huh? Whereas intelligent would be more intelligent. No, you can't say intelligenter.
No.
Too long. Happy? Yeah. Happier. Huh? Content. More content, I think. You know? Contenter?
I don't know.
Sounds strange.
Yeah.
Huh?
Container.
No, but I think the important thing is, you know, you can't say like, oh, today I got up more earlier than yesterday. No, I got up earlier. Huh? Yeah. Then no, or
never mix more and er.
Exactly. Never mix more and er. So, a song.
Yeah.
What we got?
We've got a super big Hawaiian guy.
Oh yes, this is one of Alex's choices.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He left, but this song is for him also.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Israel. It's Kamwa Mimo, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big guy, little instrument.
Yeah. Ukulele.
Ooh.
He was responsible for kind of the resurrection of that song.
Yeah.
Because there was a whole generation of people who knew it from the Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what, Judy Garland. Yeah. And then suddenly he came out, and now everybody knows the song again, which is great because it's a beautiful
Thanks
song.
Thanks to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful song, beautiful voice.
Somewhere over the rainbow. Huh?
Yeah.
Something's happening when the rainbow comes.
Yeah.
Something magical.
So what a beautiful song, huh? One of the most beautiful, huh? Yeah. What's next up on our...
We've got plenty of songs, plenty of good songs. We've got James Brown, we've got Michael Jackson's Five.
Ooh, let's listen to Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a really, really famous song that all you guys will love it. It's Blame It on the Boogie.
Devil's got
I love it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Let's just blame it on the boogie.
Blame it means culpa. No?
Yeah. Yeah. No? No?
Culparem al boogie, a la yeah. música, no?
Yeah.
Al ritme.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No ho culpis a la llum del sol, no ho culpis a la llum de la lluna.
No. Just blame it on the boogie.
Blame it on the boogie.
Really great, huh? We've got a TV series to recommend.
Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah, yeah. A new TV series.
Yeah. That you've seen more of it than I have.
Yeah.
What little I saw one. I really liked it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I could quite describe it, but what I can explain is that the name is Sense8. Huh? So it's sense and then the number 8. And Sense8 is actually an adjective that means things that are perceived through the senses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sensitive.
Yeah. So like a, no?
Mm-hmm.
Like a, no? An experience of the, of the, of the senses.
Yeah. It's a group of 8 people spread all over the world. One from India, one from Korea, one from Germany, one from Chicago.
Yeah.
No? And Africa also.
Africa, Mumbai, I think as well, yeah.
No, Nairobi.
Nairobi.
From Kenya.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of share a particular view and a particular sense, and they interchange lives.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
moments of yeah. time and...
Yeah, so it's incredible because you see that the people, one person's having an experience and then another person in another place
yeah.
kind of enters into that experience.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's really, it's really, really interesting.
Yeah. And the series are made by the Wachowski brothers.
Okay.
Which they filmed and create Matrix.
Oh, okay. So that gives us an idea of just the yeah. level of creativity
yeah.
and
it's a good, yeah. good quality.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. No, really, I highly recommend it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's yeah. You know, and furthermore, there's beautiful shots of the cities. And,
yeah, and yeah. we've got a Spanish actor playing on the plot.
Uh-huh.
He's Miguel Ángel Silvestre from Castellón.
Oh yeah,
and he plays a Mexican actor.
In
DF.
So, that's our recommendation. Also, I'd like to recommend a concert coming up at the Art Cafe
mm-hmm.
on the 14th of May, which is a Saturday. I think it'll begin at 8 p.m.
Next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Mr. Batista will be playing, our friend Kevin, who was on the program a couple of years ago, I think.
Yeah, and a couple of times.
And a couple of times as well, yeah. And so I'd like to recommend that everyone go by and hear some really good, you know, singer-songwriter, you know?
Like country, folk, no?
Yeah, rock.
Mm. Rock, know? Of course.
Yeah. Kevin, once again, is a, you know, a person of my age with a life history of music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it'll be a good show, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. And Aleš, you've got some news for us.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to Nepal.
Wow. Wow.
On Monday.
On Monday. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And I'm really excited about it.
Uh-huh.
Because I never traveled so far.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to Kathmandu.
Whoa.
And then I will meet my friend Paul.
Uh-huh.
Who is in a ONG.
Yeah.
He funded a ONG.
Uh-huh.
I don't...
NGO, I think.
NGO for the victims of the earthquake.
Yeah.
That struggled, well...
Yeah, which was a year ago.
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right about now, I think it's
yeah,
been a year.
Yeah, on the 25th of April.
Wow.
Was of 2015.
Wow.
So I'm going to be there for 2 months.
Oh.
And then when I come back, I will explain all about it.
Yeah, yeah.
all have my experiences.
Well, you can be our special guest.
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Why not?
Oh, that's going to be an amazing experience. I've never been to Nepal, but everybody says it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's one of my dreams. In fact, I've always wanted to see the Himalaya range.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Oh.
Dreams come true.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Good. Well, I guess we're getting towards the end, no? Well, we got another song?
Yeah, we've got Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
Or James Brown.
Oh, let's listen to Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
Okay.
Aretha Franklin, one of the famous songs by her. Chain
of fools.
Chain of fools. Cadena de idiotas.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah, yeah. Tontos. Chain of fools.
Okay. We've got to say goodbye.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you to Alex for coming. Mm-hmm. And Alesh, have a wonderful trip. Happy trails.
Happy
to
trails.
You.
Thank
to
you.
You.
Thank wow. you. We have to say that this is the last program of a spring season.
Uh-huh.
Because in June, I will be out and... We're not able to
record. Without you, it wouldn't be the same without you. Yeah.
But we'll be back on summer.
In summer.
Yeah.
So after you return, maybe August, end of July or something, you'll be hearing from us
yeah,
again.
Yeah, I'll come back in the 10th of July.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
So...
Bye.
Happy trails to you as well.
Yeah, happy trails to everybody. Yes. You'll hear from us in a couple of months. Huh?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you.
the response. I feel nice, a sugar and spice.